The Longmont branch is part of a larger strategic decision that our board and staff made, and a very challenging one. The decision was made to consolidate that health center so that our patients are moved over to the Boulder Center, or, you know, Boulder Family Women's Health Center has just recently opened a beautiful new health center there in Longmont. And so many of our patients were already going to that center. They are our community partners. And so when we assessed the need across our 4-state region, Longmont really did have a lot of providers, and the patients there were able to receive high-quality care without us having to have the center there.
Is Longmont one of several branches across the Rocky Mountain region that's going to close?
Yes. So we operate at a 4-state regional level, and we have 29 total health centers. And of those, 6 will be closed or consolidated over the summer for various reasons, but we're doing it all together.
I had heard reports that the Longmont Center was closing due to the financial landscape, and that can be tied directly to the effects of the Affordable Care Act. Could you clarify some of that?
You bet. Thank you so much for asking the clarifying question. The Affordable Care Act is a wonderful and historic piece of legislation that has done remarkable things to open access for women's health. So we strongly support the ACA, and the decision was made based on a variety of topics and a variety of issues that prevent challenges or that create challenges for women to access health care. So in the Longmont Center case, again, we saw about 5,500 patients a year, and we're quite certain that those patients would be able to receive care at another location. So with that strategic decision, we're then able to expand our staff and our hours at the Boulder Health Center so that we can see more patients there.
How does the billing to Medicaid and the reimbursement rate of Medicaid impact an organization like Planned Parenthood?
Mm-hmm, sure. So Medicaid is a very important insurance that low-income people have access to across the country. And when they use that insurance, Planned Parenthood, for a variety of services like breast exams, cancer screening, STI testing, birth control, we can provide those services to the low-income patients, and then we get reimbursed for that service. And depending on the service and depending on the state, we receive a different level of reimbursement. We're never 100% reimbursed for our cost of that care, so we rely on very generous donors who help us fill in that gap through philanthropy.
Could you talk about funding for Planned Parenthood overall? Because there has been so much discussion about attempts to completely defund Planned Parenthood. How much federal money is Planned Parenthood getting, and what is the current status of that?
All Planned Parenthood affiliates are very different. Each affiliate operates almost like its own business. We adhere to a federation standard. We have very high quality service provisions that we have to, of course, provide. But each affiliate can operate it at its own level, depending on its own political landscape. So in Colorado, for example, we rely on Medicaid reimbursements. We rely on third-party health insurance. So when someone comes in and uses something like Blue Cross or Anthem or United, we have about 30 to 35% of our patients are self-pay. So that means that patients come in, they have health care provision, and then they pay out of their own pocket either cash or charge, of course. And then, as I said, we rely on philanthropy, donations, foundations to help subsidize some of those expenses, particularly for our most vulnerable patients. So a lot of people coming from communities of color or low-income communities.
I know that there will be an expansion of services at the Boulder Clinic to accommodate some of the people who have been using the Longmont Clinic. But is there a concern that particularly for low-income women that really rely on the services that Planned Parenthood could provide, that even that extra 20-minute drive might prove too much as a barrier in terms of accessing some of those services?
We have to constantly look at the landscape of what kind of healthcare is being provided in which areas. So depending again on the region, in some areas, Planned Parenthood may be the only option for our patients. Fortunately, in Longmont, we do have those providers who can absorb the patient care. And this is a very important focus for us, which is working with each of our patients to ensure that there is a continuum of care as we consolidate the Longmont Center, whether or not they're coming to our health center in Boulder or to the Boulder Valley Women's Health Center or to another nearby provider.